to Talking Tech and Learning in District 205, your home for quick, bite-sized tips to support learning activities in your classroom. Welcome back to Talking Tech and Learning in 205. During our last episode, I realized I had gone way over the 5-minute time limit that I had set for myself. So this is the second half of how to create a podcast with Anchor.fm. On that note, should you script your podcast or should you just wing it? Well, that's entirely up to you. As I mentioned yesterday, my inspiration for this podcast is Matt Miller's Ditch That Textbook podcast on Anchor.fm. Matt records his podcast episodes at his home, in his car when he's traveling, at coffee shops, wherever he happens to be when the inspiration strikes or when his incredibly busy schedule allows. He is also an experienced journalist, writer, and podcaster, having co-hosted the Google Teacher Tribe podcast with Casey Bell for a little over a year now. Having far less experience, I am scripting my podcast episodes using voice typing in Google Docs and then rereading the script through the Anchor.fm app on my phone or on my Chromebook. I hope to move toward more spontaneous episodes in the future, but for now, scripting is in my wheelhouse. Scripting would also be a great writing activity for your students who would then be publishing their work for an authentic audience. You do what works best for you and your classroom needs. Just don't make the mistake that I made starting out by recording your episode in one long segment. If you make a mistake, you have to start all over again from the beginning and read and record the whole thing all over again. Instead, record your episode in smaller 2 or 3 paragraph segments so that if you do make a mistake, it's easy to fix. Plus, adding in brief musical transitions gives the listener a little break now and then, which can be sort of nice. Once I've arranged all my segments and I'm ready to publish my episode, I can designate where I want my podcast to be heard. By default, it's published through Anchor.fm's free service. You can also distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Overcast, and Pocket Casts. If you do a daily podcast like this one, it might even be eligible to be added as part of several Smart Assistant's daily news briefing services over smart speakers, too. The really interesting part of Anchor.fm is the ability to allow your listeners to offer you feedback and ideas directly through the Anchor app. Once published, your listeners who use the Anchor.fm app can tap the Messages button and record a brief message that will be delivered to your account. This arrives as a segment that you can add to future podcast episodes to let your listeners know how much you value their ideas. So remember, head over to Anchor.fm, download the app, and leave me some feedback and suggestions for future episodes. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.